endangered countries. So thank you.
Thank you very much. We can give him a hand clap. Yeah, from the presentation that he has shared, and looking at what was also shared by the first group of panelists, you know, Michael and Anders, mainly sharing about the Nile Basin, which brings together countries in the African continent, and now listening to Asia, you know, the CARIC countries, you can see that in fact, the global financial ecosystem is not working for some of the countries in our regions, and therefore we must, you know, get organized to be able to reform this international eco-finance system. And you can see that when countries come together and put in place mechanisms, then they are able to attract, you know, financing to come down to the local level. But they've also highlighted the key issue of providing technical assistance. In most cases, this is like an oversight in some of the projects, but this is very important for us to be able to invest in the infrastructure that has been highlighted. There's need for technical assistance facilities. And I believe that most of these trust funds that are set that are set up, they should have also a window for technical assistance to support conducting feasibility studies, institutional capacity development, knowledge management, and staffing. So this is very important. You might have banks or financial institutions in place, and these financial institutions maybe are not seeing any projects coming through. And it's because there is no technical assistance to prepare these projects and bring them to financial closure. So colleagues, thank you very much, the panelists, for sharing your experiences and highlighting some of the issues. I would like also to take this opportunity to thank our interpreters who accepted to extend their time by another 10 minutes. So thank you very much. We appreciate. And we are now going to break off for lunch, and we'll come back after lunch. It's just a minute, 1 hour?
3 o'clock.
Yeah, we come back at 3. Thank you.